What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Saturday, May 7th, 2022. And guess what? It is the day before Mother's Day. It's pre-Mother's Day. It's a rainy Saturday here in Jersey. And you know what? Like I told you before, I love it when it rains. Less people are on the road. There's no fucking beach traffic. More cocksuckers are going to order food. And these cunts better tip. If you're one of these cocksuckers who order DoorDash or Grubhub, like I've always said, you better tip. In the rain, and it's not a hot rain. It's 44 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius, but it's fucking damn near cold. It ain't fucking, you know, ain't no fucking warm shit. But, you know, people don't want to do it for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess because gas went up to $4.51 now. It was $4.50 yesterday, and now it's $4.51. Anyway, it is what it is. Hope you had a good Friday, people. Hope you had a great time. I myself had a good Friday, I guess. Went to the gym, did a nice little shoulder workout, got some Wendy's. That redheaded bitch always knows how to satisfy me. I've said it before. I've said it again. Love me Wendy's. Love the app. Lots of points adding up. I go with the, I usually go with the double Dave's whatever. I think it's a single, Dave's single, but it's a double. Which is two delicious square patties of meat. I believe it's lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, ketchup and mayo, and of course cheese on a nice, soft, fresh bun. Delicious. Can't go wrong. Get that. Maybe get a small fry or cheese fries if you're feeling adventurous. But that was my Friday night. We watched a little Big Sky. So I smoked a hell of a lot. Because, again, it's Friday. Like I told you, all I did yesterday, most of the day was smoke. So I might as well end the night the same fucking way. Why not? And now we're here. Mother's Day, the prequel to Mother's Day. Or the prequel to Birthing People's Day. If that's something you believe in still. Or want to believe in, or whatever you worship, or whatever the fucking crazy people think. If you're one of the crazies, hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that. But usually Saturdays, I do what's called the Saturday Update. And what that is for you, if you're a new listener, a Saturday Update is I look at some of the stories that I've talked about during the week, and I see if there's any updates to them. And see if I can, provide those to you guys. Because that's what I do. I don't like to just say one thing and end it. Sometimes the story goes on, right? There's more to the story. And, you know, that comes out later on in the week. So this is what this is for. But I searched, not too hard, just a little bit. I searched. And all I could find was stuff about our good buddy Elon Musk. Which I've talked about quite a lot. I think a little bit too much. And people may say I have a crush on him, and I do. So I guess I'll keep talking about him. You know, as we know, he purchased Twitter. The deal is not finalized yet, so technically he is not in control of the platform to date. But some interesting articles came out recently, so let's go over them. This title of this article is Far Left Groups Call Musk's Twitter Toxic. Elon Musk is calling for an investigation into 26 organizations that pressured U.S. companies to boycott Twitter. This article was posted May 6th, by the way. I think that was yesterday. Okay. So, let me go on. Let me keep reading. 26 companies. Pressured U.S. companies, 26 organizations pressured U.S. companies to boycott Twitter. And Twitter has ads as of right now. Elon said he's going to get rid of the ads, but Twitter makes some of their revenue on the ads. So I guess this was their way of tanking or attempt to tank the company. They reportedly sent a joint letter to companies like Coca-Cola, Kraft, and Disney, and urge them not to advertise on Twitter under Musk. Wow. Can you imagine you hate someone that much that you go out of your way to not just email one person or contact one person, you contact 26 motherfuckers? That is crazy. Like I just couldn't believe. I mean, I wish that happened to me. I wish people hated me that much, actually. I would I expect it. But apparently that's not the case here. This is for Elon. So this is a developing story. Just came out yesterday. I'm still waiting to hear more about this. That was the end of the article. I don't know how they just ended like that. Maybe this site is also full of advertisements by those companies, and because it looks like there's a hell of a lot of them. Can't even get past them. Anyway, that's one article, right? So now Elon is hasn't been through enough, apparently. He hasn't taken enough harassment. He's getting the Trump treatment. He's almost getting the Mike Lindell treatment. If you know who that is, he's the guy who made MyPillow, and he was banned all on every fucking store, basically. And he's a guy who, he's a proud Republican. He released a couple of films proving that, in his words, and according to him and the data that he provided, that the election was stolen. He was able to prove it through some documents, and you got to watch the movies that he put out. They're unbelievable. They're believable and they're unbelievable at the same time. Showing the ballot harvesting, showing people showing, wrong addresses, all kinds of voting more than once. It's a lot of craziness that went on in this last election. I don't believe for a second that it was 100% legitimate. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, meaning that there's a lot of fuckery going on that went on, and it will continue to go on if it's not fixed. And I think it's just going to continue if they don't. I mean, we need to have voter ID, people. I mean, let's be realistic here. You need ID for everything. You want to go to the bar, you want to drink? Let me see your ID. You want to rent a car? Let me see your ID. You want to go rent a hotel? Let me see your ID. Go on an airplane? Let me see your ID. Everything that you do that has some sort of value. You want a job? ID. You go to the license, you need multiple forms of ID. You need an ID for everything. So one of the most important things of being an American is the ability to vote. Right, that's one of the greatest rewards of being an American, is having that ability to vote. They say, I don't know, that's what they say. So why wouldn't you have to show ID? And I know by them I mean the Democrat Party, and some Republicans I guess would agree on it, that they say that asking for ID is racist. It's kind of, to me, that if you believe that. That makes you look stupid as hell. Because how the fuck can asking someone for identification be racist? You're just verifying who that person. If you have to ask, like if you want to have, okay, this is how it could be racist. I need to see the ID of only black people. Then you could say that's racist. Why you only got to see black people's ID? No, they're asking for everyone to show ID. So if they're asking everyone to show ID, then how the fuck could it be racist? I don't know. But that's the world, or that's the America that we're currently living in. And I believe they're going to bring that back up come midterms. They're probably going to push some narrative of how COVID came back. Everyone has to do mail-in ballots. So the fuckery continues. Right? You could stand in line to vote within 6 feet. All this time we're out and about, running around, doing grocery shopping, going out to eat, going on trips, going to work. But when it comes to voting, which takes a couple of minutes, we have to do it by mail. Just, I don't know. Just seems a little strange. And then the whole ID thing, like you don't have ID? Who? How do you not have fucking ID? Schools give ID. You don't go to school? You know what I mean? Like library card. You don't have none of that shit. You don't have a fucking. So what do you just walk around with no ID? Like that's. You don't have a, like. So how'd you get a credit card? How'd you get anything? How'd you get an apartment? How'd you get a car? How'd you survive? Like how you live off the grid? Is that what you're saying? You live in a tent in the woods? You live in a van down by the river? Shout out to Chris Farley, R.I.P. But I don't know. I'm excited to see what happens this November, because I worship chaos. So I'm excited for that. That gets me hard. And I look forward to seeing people panic when the results come in. Because I truly believe if it's a fair election, that a lot of things will change in a good way. Hopefully these fucking gas prices are the first thing to go down. It's because we need to turn these fucking oil, we need to turn up domestic oil again and get this shit going, get that pipeline running, those both pipelines running, and let's go. Let's get these prices under control, people. We're over here, I don't give a shit what party you on. You can agree, we can all agree that these gas prices are fucking crazy. When the gas prices are high, everything else will increase because to get from point A to point B is going to cost more. So to get your fucking pasta on the shelf, it's going to cost more. Especially when diesel's almost at $7 a gallon. Crazy. Fucking nuts. Double the price. Triple. Anyway, so that's the one story for Elon. Got sidetracked there. We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back. It's Saturday, people. It's the fucking weekend. It's an update episode. And you know me, I wing shit. I don't got nothing written down. I might have articles prepared ahead of time. You know, I record out of my car. It's fucking raining. You could probably hear the rain. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. I ain't got the studio money. I don't even got the microphone money. I'm over here trying to figure out how I can get a coupon to somehow reduce the cost of my gas. Don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll see. Next thing in the news that, get this. Hey, check out your boy. 25 minutes ago, this was posted on Business Insider, aka MSN.com. So it's MSN.com, people. They're not the most reliable news source, just full disclosure. Some of these people, I think it was MSNBC, were the ones who said that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake news or some kind of Russian disinformation. And since then, we have found that it was not, and it was a legit story, and the laptop does exist with thousands and thousands of disgusting pictures of himself, Hunter Biden, and underage children and prostitutes doing, I don't want to be too vulgar, they be fucking, and naked. Gross as fuck. But that's an episode for another day. Maybe we'll save it for Mother's Day. I don't know. It depends on the spirit, you know, how I feel about that kind of holiday. And Mother's Day being the most important day of the year. I mean, it's two in one. You got mothers and you have birthing people. Two in one holiday. All right, so let's go on. This article, right, it goes, check this out. Elon Musk reportedly wants to launch a new Twitter product called X, which he projects would have 104 million subscribers by 2028. 104 million by 2028. Product called X. Which is interesting because he has SpaceX. He has the Model X in Tesla. So X is significant to him for some reason. Let's continue. The New York Times obtained the Twitter pitch deck Elon Musk presented to investors. Musk's plan for the social media network includes a new product, X, that will launch in 2023, okay, which is next year. Musk has previously floated ideas like an edit button and an ad-free version of Twitter. You see, the edit button I could see coming in handy. The issue remains is if you edit it, how long do you have to edit the post, right? Because if I say something like, fuck all you motherfuckers, I leave it there for half an hour, I calm down, I smoke a little bit, jerk off twice, and I say to myself, I want to edit this. And I go back to edit it, right? The two people who follow me have already seen that post. So now they could have screenshot it, and even though I edit it, they'll already have, you know, access to that. So the edit button, I mean, yeah, it's great. I think it's a good idea. It's a definitely needed thing. If you're going to use it, you got to be quick on the draw. Because cats out here be fucking, you know, they hating out here. They're trying to bury you. They'll find any which way. So if you leave it on there too long, somebody gets a copy of that first post, your original post, it's not going to be a good look, right? Instead of saying, fuck all you people, I wanted to say, fuck all you people except you two motherfuckers who follow me. Now I lost those two followers, or now those two people want to kill me. And I can't have that. I need more people that want to kill me. So let me continue. Elon Musk's aspirations for Twitter include a mysterious new product named X, according to the investor presentation obtained by the New York Times. Product X would launch in 2023 and bring in 9 million users within the first year, the pitch deck estimates. So what the fuck could Product X be? What do you guys think? Product X, what could it be? It'll launch next year and bring in 9 million users? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You making a deal with Pornhub? Is that what you're going to do? Maybe he's going to make a deal with Pornhub. Or maybe with Kanye. You know, him and Kanye are good friends. Oh, Kanye's ex, Kim Kardashian. Maybe they'll all get involved in a project. Kim Kardashian's mom could be the manager. She's very good at managing pornos, as we know, and distribution. And you know, maybe then we'll get 9 million people. Let's see. It's one of several ideas outlined in the billionaire's grand plan to quintuple Twitter's revenue and quadruple the size of its user base, despite the previous claims that he doesn't care about the economics of buying Twitter at all. Well, I mean, obviously, you're going to buy something. You're not going to say like, oh, I believe it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And then they fucking jack the price and now you got to pay double. No, it's like when you go to buy a car. You don't stand, I mean, hopefully, you don't go there, this is the best car in the world, I only want this car, this is it, or house, or whatever, and then the homeowner, or the car, you know, dealership will raise the price, turn around and say, listen, I can't give you that deal, I can't give you $2,000 off, I can't negotiate, no, this is the best that we can do, because you look desperate, and desperate people are easily taken advantage of, in all kinds of ways. So, that's why he wouldn't, why would he say, you know, what doesn't make any fucking sense. Why the fuck would he say that, you know, obviously he doesn't care about the economics. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care at all. If you want to, you know, sell me the company, I guess I'll, if you want to sell me the company at 54 billion, I guess 44 billion, I guess sell it. I don't know. I don't really care about economics. And he gets it and he turns around. I'm going to make my money back plus extra. That's what Elon does. He doesn't go in it to fail. So, while no other details were revealed about the secretive feature, the Tesla CEO has mentioned a handful of changes he plans to make to the social media app if his $44 billion purchase is approved. Among them are, of course, the edit button and the ad-free version of Twitter. He said this already. The pitch also describes a payments business. That Musk estimates would produce 15 million in revenue by 2023. This is interesting, okay? Because people who know Elon know him as one of the creators of X.com. X, here we go, Product X. He loves the letter X. X.com turned into PayPal. So he helped develop that. And that's, I just realized that, holy shit, yeah, that's right, Product X, another payment service. He is well-versed when it comes to digital payments, online payments. Let's keep reading. So the pitch deck also described the payments business that Musk estimates would produce $15 million in revenue by 2023. So that means he's going to start this shit soon, because then by next year, they're already going to have $15 million. Pretty fucking good. Both Musk and Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey have experience in digital payments. Musk is one of the original co-founders of PayPal, told your ass, and Dorsey is the CEO of Square, now called Block. Okay, Square, that's right. Of course, Musk did not respond to insiders' requests for comment on Product X and what it might entail. In an April press release, Musk said he wants to improve Twitter by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating, can't say that word, all humans. Twitter's board unanimously accepted Musk buyout at $54 per share, blah, 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 blah. I also read somewhere, I don't know where it was, I forget, but Elon Musk said the board's salary will be reduced to almost zero, if not zero. They're getting paid now, the board of Twitter are getting paid now $2 million a year. So, each. So he's saying he's going to reduce that salary down to almost zero. We'll see. I will see. You know, like I said, I'm on the fence with him. I want to like him, but I can't like someone that much because it's like I'm not letting my guard down. You know, this can go either way. He can turn evil genius real quick, real fast. And, I like the idea of open source algorithms, keeping the algorithms open source. I like that. So then people who are smarter than me can look at it and make a decision whether or not improve if shit's being tampered with, such as suppression of tweets, such as, ads only showing up to certain people or not showing up to certain people. I like that. Keep it open, keep it free. And that's what he's been preaching since this whole thing began. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see. So like I said, if you bought Twitter, if you held on to Twitter, good for you. Maybe you sold. Maybe you got out early and you can buy back in now because the price dropped. I mean, it's looking like it's a good stock to buy if all of this, he's saying, all of this stuff, what he's saying comes true. And I believe it will because this is Elon we're talking about. And like I said, his timetable may be off. So that's why I recommend buying it now, because in 3 or 4 years, it might be double. If not, look at Tesla. Look at Tesla. Tesla was at $27 a share back in the day, and I wish I bought it then, and I didn't. I mean, this could be the new Tesla. If he's gonna make Twitter do digital payments, well, then why the hell do you even need PayPal? Just use Twitter payments. Right? I'm on Twitter anyway. I might as well send someone money through Twitter. I might as well buy, C.J. Bronson's book Worthless on Amazon through Twitter. Maybe. I might as well buy him a cup of coffee because he's a nice guy. I like him. He works all the time, even on the weekends, even on a holiday like tomorrow. And I will. And you should, because I'm the best. And you have to believe it. You have to believe in Elon, because what else are you going to do? You live in fear your whole life with a mask on, two masks on, walk around, living in fear about him buying Twitter, living in fear about all kinds of crazy shit, Roe versus Wade, all kinds of fucking, the gas prices. You could live in fear of Russia, Ukraine, a country that, I'll probably never visit. I'm sorry. I got to take care of my family. I got to take care of here. I got to figure out how I'm going to survive the world that I'm in here. I can't worry. When I get to the point where I can afford to worry about other people, maybe then I'll do it. Sorry. But if I am going to worry about those other people, they're going to be people that are in my community. They are people that I can physically go and help them, whether it's, soup, food, clothes, donations, time. I want to be able to physically be there and see and where my money is going and where my time and efforts are going, right? Because how many times, I'm sorry to say this, I'm a paranoid fucker. I don't trust anybody. How many times have we donated to organizations like the Red Cross, Clinton Foundation, and we find out that the money did not go where it was supposed to go? How many times has it happened? So how do we know? We don't fucking know. We have no idea where the fucking funds go. Look at the BLM. We don't know where the fucking money went. I know this lady bought mansions. I know she got mansions everywhere. That I know. But I don't know where the fucking money goes. So I don't. If I am going to donate to a cause, and if it's not to myself, which you really should donate to me because I'm providing, where I am, how I'm doing, how I'm suffering. You see the bullshit I go through on a daily basis because I tell y'all. In the fucking rain, when I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to keep delivering. And I'm telling you right now, you fucking people better tip. I'm sorry. It cost me $49 to fill my tank in my little Kia. I'm a little upset. So I got to bring it back. Bring it down on a Saturday. Bring it back. Calm Saturday. Calm down. Okay. The only organization that I would truly donate to would be like St. Jude's. Because they clearly say multiple times that 100% of your money goes to St. Jude's Hospital, which helps provide cancer therapy for kids, who, especially the parents who can't afford the cancer therapy. And that's pretty awesome. I think that's pretty fucking cool. So them I would give it to. Because they make it known it's 100%. I have yet to hear a scandal from St. Jude's. If I do, then I'll stop donating. I'm not donating much. Let's keep it 100 here. By Domino's, there's a button on Domino's. Do you want to donate $5? Yeah, I'll donate 50 cents or a dollar. I don't got the whole five, but I'll, like I always say, I'll put something on it. Shit. That's what life's about. You just got to put a little bit on it. Do the best you can. That's my Saturday podcast, guys. My little update with Elon. Shit is still developing. The stock market is down. I don't know what it's at because I have my phone on airplane mode when I record this. I don't know what it's at as a closing, but again, I'm not a stockbroker. Clearly, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about anything. But me, personally, I'm going to buy Twitter stock. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to hold on to it for about 5-6 years. And I'm going to watch it increase because I firmly believe Elon. I believe in his ability. Let me take it back. I believe in his ability to propel a company, to lead a company to success. He's done it numerous times, from PayPal to now, SpaceX, you know, Tesla, I could name them all, Boring Company, Neuralink's coming soon. You know, there's a lot of things that he's done, right? Solar City. And they're successful against all odds. So I believe he can overcome this as well with Twitter and propel it. So you got to have faith, right? That's what they say. So I'm going to buy it. I'm going to hold on to it for a long time. And hopefully it, you know, the one share that I can afford to buy, you know, quadruples or whatever. All right, guys, enjoy. Good luck tomorrow. I'll be praying for you guys. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll discuss that tomorrow. Hopefully that goes well and smooth and there's no issues. Maybe not. Maybe you don't have to do shit for Mother's Day. Maybe you're a lucky motherfucker. You don't got to worry about nothing. You don't got to buy no gift. You don't got to take out nobody to dinner. You don't got to talk to nobody. So maybe you well off. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Peace. Tonight, party, man. It's Saturday. You got a long day tomorrow. Fuck. Tomorrow's Sunday, and that sucks ass. That's the fucking day before the work day, work week, Monday. Sunday is, you know, Sunday is just pre-Monday. So you got to go ham tonight. And definitely gotta go ham if you gotta deal with family tomorrow. God damn. Go ham for me. Do it for CJ. Can you do it for CJ? Can you do it? Come on, man. Let's go in. It's raining over here. If it's raining by you, do it. If it's not raining by you, do it again. Fuck it. Go ham. All right. Peace, y'all.